Picture a strip of grass in the early morning, dew still on it. A little soft, a little uneven, and somewhere out past the far end there's a fence and a line of trees. Now picture yourself setting a nose wheel down into that grass at 50 knots. If you flinched a little just now, good. That flinch is exactly what today's show is about. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Pattern, and you're listening to Traffic Pattern, the show where we try to make you a sharper, safer pilot one maneuver at a time. Today, we're talking about the soft field landing, not the version that lives in the textbook, the version the examiner is actually watching for, and the version that keeps your firewall intact when the runway isn't pavement. Before we get into it, let me say a quick thank you to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of this journey we're all on. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument rating, commercial, they've got you covered. It's a good way to hold on to the milestones that matter, the ones that cost you sweat and money, and a few gray hairs. AviationSoul.com? Go take a look. Okay, the soft field landing. Here's the thing most students get backwards from day one. They think of a landing as an event. A moment the wheels touch, and the maneuver is over. Done. Exhale. The soft field landing punishes that thinking harder than almost anything else in the pattern, because on a soft field, the touchdown is not the end of the maneuver. It might be the middle of it. The airplane is still flying after the mains kiss the grass. It's still making lift. And your job, the whole reason this maneuver exists, is to keep it flying just a little longer so that the softest, gentlest part of the whole airplane, that skinny little nose wheel, comes down last and comes down slow. Let's back up and talk about why this even matters. Because that's where good technique starts. A soft field is any surface that grabs at your wheels. Grass, dirt, sand, mud, snow, even a rough gravelly strip. The problem isn't really the landing itself. The problem is drag, and it's the nose wheel. That nose wheel on most training airplanes is a light little thing. It was designed to steer you around a taxiway, not to plow through wet grass at 50 knots. If you drop it into soft terrain early, with weight on it and speed up, a few bad things can happen. It can dig in, it can catch a rut, and in the worst case, it can collapse or flip the airplane up onto its nose. Pilots have bent a lot of firewalls and a lot of propellers by treating a grass strip like a runway at a big towered field. So the entire philosophy of the soft field landing is this: get the weight off the nose wheel and keep it off for as long as you possibly can. Land the mains gently, then hold that nose up in the air, flying aerodynamically supported while the airplane slows down. Only when you genuinely can't hold it up anymore do you let it settle, slowly. Under control. Let's walk through this together, from the pattern all the way to the taxi back. Start with the approach. A soft field approach looks a lot like a normal stabilized approach. You want to be on speed, on your aiming point configured and calm. Full flaps in most trainers, unless your airplane's book says otherwise. This is not the short field landing. You're not trying to plant it on a spot and stop in the shortest possible distance. You've got a different goal here. You want a touchdown so soft that the grass barely notices? Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. On a soft field landing, your airspeed control in the flare matters more than almost anywhere else, because you're going to hold the airplane off the ground for a long time and you need energy to do that. Come screaming and 10 knots fast and you'll float halfway down the strip. Come in slow and sloppy and you won't have the authority to make that long, patient hold you need. So fly the numbers, fly the airplane onto a stable approach and protect your airspeed like it's the last $20 in your wallet. Now the round out the flare. This is where the soft field landing becomes its own animal. In a normal landing you flare, you hold it off, the airplane settles, you touch down, and you relax the back pressure. On a soft field, you do not relax. This is the number one mistake I see, and it's the number one thing the examiner is watching for. Students flare, the mains touch, and their hands go dead. They release the yoke like the job is finished, and the second they do that, the nose wheel comes slamming down onto exactly the surface we were trying to protect it from. So here's the mental trick. When the mains touch on a soft field, that is your cue to add back pressure, not release it. As the airplane slows, it wants to lower that nose. Your job is to fight it. You keep easing the yoke back, 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 feeding an elevator to hold that nose wheel up in the air. You are trading your dwindling airspeed for nose-up authority, milking every last knot to keep that nose flying. Let's walk through the sequence, because the timing is the whole thing. You cross the threshold on speed. You begin your round out and your flare. You hold the airplane just off the surface, letting it settle at the slowest possible speed in a nose-high attitude. The mains touch first, gently, And the instant they do, you keep coming back on the yoke. The nose stays up, you're rolling on the main. Wheels with the nose wheel flying, sometimes for hundreds of feet, the elevator gradually running out of authority as you slow. And finally, when you simply cannot hold it up any longer, the nose wheel settles onto the grass, slowly, almost lazily, practically at a walking pace by the time it touches. That is a soft field landing. The nose wheel touches last, and it touches slow. Now, a couple of details that separate the pilots who get it from the pilots who fight it. First, the throttle. In a lot of airplanes, a small amount of power carried through the touchdown helps. It gives you more airflow over the elevator, which means more authority to hold that nose up as you slow. It softens the whole arrival. Check your airplane's guidance and talk to your instructor. But don't be surprised if the technique for your trainer involves a touch of power right through the mains touching down. This is one of the few landings where you're not necessarily at idle when the wheels meet the ground. Second, and this is a big one that surprises people. On a real soft field, you often keep that nose wheel light even during the taxi. You don't just land soft and then trundle along like normal. After the nose comes down, you hold full back pressure on the yoke as you taxi through the soft stuff, keeping as much weight off that nose wheel as you can. On the check ride, an examiner loves to see that. It tells them you understand this wasn't a maneuver you performed, it's an environment you were operating in. The soft field doesn't end when you touch down, it ends when you're parked. Let me put this into a real scenario because that's how this stuff actually sticks. You're flying into a grass strip to visit a friend, beautiful little field, mode, but it rained 2 days ago and the low end is still soft. You fly a nice stable approach, full flaps. On speed, you round out, you flare, you hold it off and the mains settle into the grass like you meant it. Perfect so far. And then out of habit, from 100 landings on pavement, your hands relax. The nose drops, the nose wheel hits the wet grass with weight on it and speed still up, catches a soft spot, and the airplane pitches forward and the prop tips find the dirt. Now you're making phone calls you never wanted to make. Prop strike, engine teardown inspection, a very expensive lesson in a habit you didn't even know you had. That's why we practice this on a nice dry paved runway over and over before we ever take it to real grass. You build the muscle memory of adding back pressure at touchdown until it's automatic, until your hands do the right thing, even when your brain is busy. Now, let's talk about the check ride specifically, because a lot of you are prepping for one, and I want you walking in knowing what's expected. Pull up the Airman Certification Standards for the soft field approach and landing task. Read it before your check ride, not after. The examiner is working from that document, and it tells you in plain language what they need to see. They want a stabilized approach at the recommended airspeed, and the ACS gives you a tolerance, generally plus 10 and minus 5 knots of your target speed on final. They want proper pitch, power, and configuration. They want you to touch down softly with no side drift on the center line or your intended point in a nose-high attitude. And here's the part people miss. They specifically want to see you keep the weight off the nose wheel through the rollout and maintain that back pressure. It's written right into the standard. It is not a bonus, it is the maneuver. The examiner is looking for a pilot who understands why, not a pilot who memorizes script. If you land soft and then let that nose flop down and go dead on the controls, you have missed the entire point of the task, even if the touchdown itself felt like a feather. So here are your practical takeaways. The stuff you can actually use on your next flight. 1. On a soft field landing, touchdown is not the end, it's the transition. The mains touching is your signal to add back pressure, not release it. 2. Fly a stable, on-speed approach so you have the energy to make that long, patient hold in the flare. Airspeed is the currency you spend to keep the nose flying. 3. Consider a touch of power through the touchdown for elevator authority if your airplane's guidance supports it. More airflow over the tail means more control to hold that nose up. 4. Keep the nose wheel light all the way through the rollout and the taxi, full aft yoke as you trundle across the soft stuff. The examiner sees it. More importantly, the airplane thanks you for it. And 5, the big one. Practice this on pavement until the back pressure habit is automatic, so that when you finally take it to real grass, your hands already know what to do. Let me leave you with one more thought, because I think it's the real heart of this maneuver. The soft field landing teaches you something that goes way beyond grass strips. It teaches you that the airplane keeps flying until it's fully done flying, and your job as the pilot is to stay engaged through the entire arrival. Not to check out the moment the wheels touch. Some of the most expensive mistakes in this whole activity happen in that little window right after touchdown, when a pilot mentally lands the airplane before the airplane has actually finished landing. Stay with it all the way to the chocks. That's the lesson. The reference for all of this is the FAA's Airman Certification Standards and the Airplane Flying Handbook, and they're both free downloads. So go read the soft field sections for yourself before your next lesson. You can find more of these segments over at radiohanger.com. I'm Pattern. Go find some grass, get with your instructor, and go hold that nose wheel off just a little longer than feels comfortable. That's where the good landings live. See you next time.